for the sermon. So can you guys join me in welcoming Pastor Howard, amazing man of God, who's going to bring the word today. Woo-woo!
Hi, good morning. It's great to see all of you. Especially want to extend a warm welcome to those of you who are visiting here for the first time. Really glad you can come worship with us. I really appreciate the worship team this morning. Didn't they do a great job? Yeah, praise the Lord. The message I want to talk about today is a message that's near and dear to my heart, and especially after we celebrate Valentine's Day, I thought it would be appropriate for us to talk about God's steadfast love. And so the title of my message is, We Can Depend Upon God's Steadfast Love. I'd like for us to just read this scripture together. This will be kind of like a theme scripture for this morning. Can we read this together? Psalm 33, 20 to 22 from the ESV. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him. Because we trust in his holy name, let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we trust in you. You know, one of the most comforting and assuring words in all of the Old Testament is the word chesed, which is God's steadfast love. And I really like the ESV even more than the NIV because it captures that meaning, God's steadfast love. And I'd like to share about this word. It's a wonderful word. It means that God is committed and to his covenant with you and me, especially we're his people, his bride and covenant people. When he gives a covenant promise, he is going to be faithful to keeping it. And so other versions talk about his mercy, his loyalty, but I think the best translation I really like is his faithful love or his steadfast love. And this next verse is one of my favorite. It's also, you know, the scripture behind the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Can we just read this verse together? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's Lamentations 3, 22 to 23. And did you notice what it says, my friends? It says, the steadfast of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. And this is the phrase I really love. They are new every morning. Isn't that amazing? So that when you wake up in the morning, God has a new portion of his steadfast love waiting there for us to receive. Amen? And so I like this definition of this word, God's steadfast love, or his chesed. This is from the Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary, and I think it impacts this word really well. It says, this word, God's steadfast love, is his covenant love. And God is the God who remembers and keeps his covenants in spite of our unfaithfulness and the treachery of his people in sin. And he provides for his love for Israel, for all humanity, and for the church. Isn't that amazing? That God is going to be faithful even when we're not faithful. And so today, I wanted to share from the life of David. And just a brief synopsis of some of the events in his life. Now, I picked David because David is called a man after God's own heart. But I want to tell about David. When he was good, he was really good. But when he was bad, he was really bad. I think there's a pop song or something like that, right? Okay. I mean, he's a man after God's own heart, and he's amazing. He's a warrior king. He's a musician. He is a psalmist, and also he's a king of Judah and later of Israel. Okay, he's like a Renaissance man. He can do everything. Okay, and so he's just an amazing person, amazing man of God. But then, sadly, he's also the worst of sinners. I mean, he committed murder, he committed adultery, and also he had the mistake of doing a census, which angered God, and over 70,000 people died because of that. Okay, so So when he was good, he was really good. And when he was bad, he's really bad. Okay. And so I picked him because I felt like we can relate to him. You know, like sometimes we're good, but sometimes we make bad mistakes. And how is God going to treat us? And I tell you that God is faithful. God kept his covenant promise and his steadfast love to David. And so what did God do? Well, first of all, when he was younger, as the shepherd and later as the warrior, God protected David and gave him great military victories. I mean, you remember David versus Goliath. We all know that story, right? And he was the youngest of the Jesse's family. And all the Israelites were scared of Philistines, and especially of Goliath. He was their champion, you know. And here's David. He says, I am going to fight this Philistine giant because he dared to defy the name of Jehovah of armies, right? So he went there, and you know the story. You know, he was able to, with one stone from his sling, to hit him right dead center, Goliath's head. I guess Goliath had a really big head, so he can't miss, right? So it hit him right smack there. He fell down and took the sword and cut his head off, right? And the whole army just scattered, and there was a great victory, right? Great victory. And that was the start of victory after victory. Okay, so David had a great military victories, okay? And then later on, and not only did God give him great military victories, but later on when he became king, God initiated this covenant with David. This is called the Davidic covenant. This is one of the great covenants. God had a covenant with Abraham in Genesis 12, and this is a Davidic covenant, and also applied to Israel as well. Let's read this together, 2 Samuel 7, 6 to 10. And this is the Lord's covenant with David. He says, Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, I took you from the pasture, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies before you. And I will make for you a great name, and I will appoint a place for my people Israel and plant them. And so, the Lord basically said that, you know, he is going to protect David, okay, and he's going to protect Israel. And he was faithful to that promise. David conquered all these people, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Jebusites, all the Ites. He conquered, okay, all right? And he never lost a single battle. It's really amazing, okay? And also, David was a wonderful musician as well. You know, and he wrote some of the psalms that he wrote were just really, really amazing. Like, did you know that David wrote 73 of the psalms? 73, okay? And some of these psalms were written times of peace and times of danger. Like Psalm 23, we know that one. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. We all know that. And so, during his shepherd days, he wrote that psalm, beloved psalm. And also, there was a time after he killed Goliath, and Saul was jealous of him because Saul was afflicted by an evil spirit, and so he couldn't return to Saul. So he had to go hide in Philistine country. And then one of the Philistines says, hey, that guy's an enemy. You know, he's the one who killed Goliath, and he was... David was so scared, he had to pretend to be a madman. And then they kicked him out because he said, you know, we don't want anything to do with this madman. So David escaped that way with his life. Well, he wrote Psalm 34 because of that incident. He said, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. And this young man cried for help and the Lord delivered him of all his troubles. See, a lot of these psalms is connected with a certain point in David's life. And then also David committed one of the greatest sins, and that is he lusted after Bathsheba, which was a beautiful wife of one of his most loyal soldiers. So he arranged to have Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, killed in battle, and then he went and took Bathsheba to be his wife. And so God blamed him for that. You know, God judged him for that. And he suffered greatly. And in Psalm 51, he wrote that psalm because he just confessed his guilt and sin to the Lord. So all that's to say is this, is that David was a great man of God, but he made terrible mistakes. Mistakes that cost him dearly. Mistakes that cost other people dearly. But all during that time, God always was faithful to him. His steadfast love never ceases. And one pivotal event in his life is one of his sons, Absalom, took the throne and wanted to kill David. Okay, and God protected David. God also brought prophet Nathan to really help him during his time of need. And also, later on, God dealt with Absalom and had him killed. And then David was able to take over the throne again. So David failed so many times, but then the Lord protected him. And then the Lord blessed David with a godly son who had possessed great wisdom. Okay, and so Solomon was the one who built the temple because God said to David, you're a man of war. You shed so much blood. So you're not going to be the one who built the temple, but your son, he is going to build the temple for my name. And so what was very interesting about David, too, as I was thinking about this, is that David represents the older generation. You know, you fight all the battles and encounter all the difficult times. But then God also paved the way for the new generation. You know, Solomon, he's the one who's going to be building the temple. And I was thinking about that. I was just thinking, isn't it great how God was so faithful to David and so faithful to Solomon? And I want to tell you that God is also very faithful to us as well. Because I want to share a little story here. Last week, I went to a missions training conference, which was really good in Florida. And I got to meet a bunch of missionary candidates. The guy on the right, you see that smiling guy? His name is Sam. Okay, and Sam is part of the millennial generation. You know, a lot of you guys are millennials. And so I got to hang out with him. And we had a really good time. And we went to this restaurant, Red Robin, and we talked. And I was just basically saying to Sam, I said, hey, Sam, you know what? You guys are just super smart. You know, you guys are so good at technology and the computer. I can't be like you, but I really appreciate you. And then he said, well, Howard, you know, we appreciate you because, you know, you're kind of like looking after us. You're a father figure. And we were just kind of encouraging each other. And what dawned on me was that, you know, that here we have older people here and we have the younger generation. And you know what? God is going to use both of us as we work together, you know. And God encouraged me a lot last week. That's a bus driver that took us around. And I had the opportunity to lead him to Christ. And so he prayed with me in Spanish. And then he became a believer. So that was a really great thing that happened during that time. And so all that's to say is that, you know, we can count upon God's faithful love in times of our trouble. I remember in my life, in my family's life, it was during the times when I encountered a lot of trials. That's when I experienced God's faithful love. You know, when you're really in need and you're desperate and you know who to turn to, we can say, God, I just count upon your steadfast love. And just like that, Lamentations 3:22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. And I remember I was preparing this sermon. I remember during the time in about 2006, when I first came to this church, and at that time, I had a really terrible sickness. I had hyperthyroid, and and I had to take out my thyroid, and I lost about 40 pounds. Okay, and I was really sick at that time. I was in transition, and I didn't know what to do. And I cried out to the Lord for help. I read Psalm 23. I said, God, you got to provide, you know. And God did so through the brothers and sisters in this church, through generous people, through my relatives, and people just really cared after me. And, you know, God healed me of that hyperthyroid. And I almost lost my life during that time. But I always remember God's steadfast love. And I always remember that when we're down in the depths, when we're down in the pits, then God is going to take us up because he is faithful. Amen? I just want to tell you that if you're in transition, you're going through a tough time, you're going through depression, you have family problems, a lot of issues, uncertainty, God is your good shepherd, and you shall not be in want. I've experienced that, you know, in time of need, I turned to God for help. You know, I remember in 2006, there was a sister and noticed that I was in help, needed the help, and she said, Howard, I just want to give this to you. And then, you know, she gave me a lot of money that helped pay for my hospital bills. And also just other people began to help out, and my family began to help out, and both my in-laws and my family, I felt really close with the family. I felt the love of God. So I just wanted to tell you today, my friends, that when you're in need, you can count upon God's steadfast love. You know, when you're down in the depths like David was, just read like Psalm 23, Psalm 34, Psalm 51. Those are great psalms if you're in need of trouble. You know, I just like to read to you from Psalm 34. Psalm 34 is one of my favorite psalms. And this is one of my favorite scriptures in Psalm 34. Just read this to you. It says this. Psalm 34, verse 4 to 8. It says this. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. O, fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him will suffer no want. Amen. God is so good, and we can count upon his steadfast love because God is faithful because he has to be consistent with his nature. He always works in accordance to his nature. And so I'd like to just share some ways that we can respond as we think about God's steadfast love. We can pray and worship the Lord daily. Like when you're driving to your work or you're going to class, you know, during that time, pray and worship the Lord. You can say this type of prayer. Can we just say this together? Heavenly Father, I worship you and honor you as my God and Father. Thank you for your steadfast love. Please fill me with your wisdom, power, and presence. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, that could be a really wonderful time, you together with the Lord. Okay? And also, another thing that you can do is that you can receive and share God's love. You know, God has so many promises in his word, okay, and about his love for us. And again, remember the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. So every morning you can claim God's steadfast love. And, you know, God is like this loving parent. And the son and daughter come to greet him in the morning. And the parent would say, oh, I love you. I'm so happy that you came to greet me, you know. And that's the kind of father God is. When you talk to him every morning, he's so happy and so delighted that you come before his presence. And he wants to shower you with his presence. And so remember God's promises. And also remember that when other people show care, when they pray for you, and they show their love for you, that's a way of Him showing His love for you as well. I share about you when I was in time of need. You know, there were so many people pray for me. So many people wrote words of encouragement. They gave me gifts, my family members. They really care for me. And I really praise God for them. And then also, share God's love with other people as well. You know, when you see someone in need, someone who needs encouragement, you can be the one to be God's instrument of sharing His love. You know, I just want to share with you one example. A couple of weeks ago, Kendra and I, we were asked to pray for this woman, and she was not part of our church. And so we called this woman Lucy. That's her, not her real name. But she was really, really broken. Okay, she suffered a lot of pain and rejection in her life. And so we were able to pray for her, and we broke off a lot of the curses and judgments that people had against her. And we prayed in the name of Jesus that all these strongholds would be broken. And then we also prayed for God's love into her to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then we shared some of the scriptures of God's love with her. We shared with her that, you know, God's steadfast love is going to be with you forever. And you're His beloved daughter. And we prayed for God's presence to be with her. And what was so amazing is at that time, after we prayed, you know, Lucy's face was completely changed. Her countenance was completely changed. And she, for the first time, experienced the love of the Father. And there was a big peace that came over her. So, my friends, in closing today, I'd like to ask the worship team to come up at this time. I just want to know, if you would like to experience God's steadfast love, there might be some of you today, you're hearing this message, and you might be saying to yourself, you know what, I've never really experienced that. I've heard a lot about God's love, but I sure would like to experience that. And I think today, you know, it would be a good time for you to be able to experience that. If you ever need prayer, you can talk to Kendra. And, you know, we'll be happy to set up a time to pray. And also, today, my friends, maybe you know of someone who's hurting around you. It could be a family member. It could be a neighbor. It could be your classmate. Okay, it might be someone that you've lost connection with who really needs encouragement. So, my friends, today, you could be God's instrument to show His love to that person. Okay, let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to praise You and thank You for Your steadfast love. We thank You that You are faithful to us, and even when we're unfaithful, You are faithful. And thank You, Lord, that during the times when we're in need, we can count upon You. So I pray that You would just fill us right now with Your steadfast love, and just fill us with Your presence, and use us as Your instruments so that we can be able to share Your love to other people as well. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I just want to share with you that as there might be some of you today, you really need to experience His love from the Lord. And so as the worship team sings, I just ask you to feel free to come on up to receive prayer. Or if you have any other needs that you need prayer for, just please feel free to come on up, and we'll be glad to pray for you. God bless you.
Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of self? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Bring your
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your steadfast love and your new mercies for us. New every morning. Thank you that it's constant. Lord, we thank you that you are faithful. Even when we're not faithful, you are faithful to the end. But let us always look to you. Not to other things, not to other people, but to you, Lord, especially when we're struggling, when we're down in the depths of despair, because you are the one who can lift us up. We just pray for everyone here, God, no matter what we're going through, whatever circumstances we're facing, God, we cry out to you. We just ask for your help, Lord, that we could taste of your goodness, and that we can see that you are indeed good, that we would experience your strength, your courage, your peace, your love in us, Lord. Just thank you once again, Lord, for your love that is so deep for us, that you bought us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Church, can you raise your hands as we just close the service with a benediction? Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or can think of, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Happy Sunday, church. Join us for a taco lunch.